Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The waiting room was crowded with mothers and wives of Union soldiers who were facing charges of desertion, asking the president to pardon them. Few members of Congress there. One of them kept looking at my shoes, a pair of blue Sperry's that looked out of place in 1864. I had read back then it was easier to see the president, and it was true. After waiting in about an hour, the clerk called me over and asked, "What do you want?" I said, "I want to speak to the president about this." And I handed him a Lincoln penny that was in my pocket, dated 1994. Well, that got his attention. The president called me in, and there he was. No amount of Matthew Brady photographs can prepare you for the sight of Lincoln in 3D. He looked like he needed a milkshake or some sunshine. He's so thin and pale. I'd heard stories about he was the tiredest and saddest looking man on the planet. And it was true. He had the penny in his hand, and he gestured and said, "Sit down." And said, "What is this?" "Mr. President," I said, I was just gushing with excitement, "I'm from the future, and I'm here to cheer you up. I want to tell you, the North wins the war. The Union stays together. The country becomes a world superpower. We defeat Hitler. We win two world wars. There's battleships and flying planes and horseless carriages. We've got rockets that send a man to the moon. There's a Civil Rights Act. Women get the right to vote. We have open-heart surgery, refrigerators in every kitchen, Coca-Cola, White Castle hamburgers, and more." Lincoln rubbed his jaw and called for security. A brisk soldier came in and, with a nod from the president, grabbed me from the arm to lead me out. But I turned to shout to him, I have to warn you, it's not all good. There's nuclear bombs and terrorist attacks in New York, the World Trade Center. And whatever you do, Mr. President, don't go to the theater to see our American cousin. Well, nobody believed me. And as you might expect, after the president's death, I was executed. Which is why, if you ever get the chance to go back in time on President's Day and chat with Lincoln, just pass on it. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.